This is St. Louis Public Radio. Hymns and Hail Marys once echoed through a prominent building in St. Louis's Carondelet area. Now the former St. Boniface Catholic Church is filled with the voices of schoolchildren. In 2007, developer Pete Rothschild transformed the 158-year-old church into the Ivory Theater. In 2017, he gave the theater to a K-8 charter school, which also operates out of other buildings that once belonged to the church. As St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports, the theater preserves history for Carondelet residents while helping the school instill confidence in its students.
Every day, the elementary school-aged kids at Carondelet Leadership Academy have music class inside the Ivory Theater, a cavernous space with ornate columns and lush red velvet curtains that practically demands respect.
Just a little bit, say it with me.
Just a little bit.
These second graders are rehearsing for a Veterans Day performance. They don't know it, but they're also learning life skills, like being comfortable in front of a crowd.
What we have going on here is anything but normal.
That's music and theater teacher Chris Daniels. He says now that the school owns the theater, kids see it as just another classroom. It starts on day one with a game in which one student is it, and the others have to hold still like a statue when he or she turns around.
And you play that so much on stage, and they're getting comfortable moving on stage, playing a game on stage, concentrating on stage because they want to win the game. And because of that, when it's time, okay, now I need you to do something in front of your parents. Well, this is home for them now.
Middle schoolers pour onto the stage every morning, practicing for their November 1st fall play, a takeoff on the Little Rascals.
Guys, I have an idea.
No, I have an idea.
We battle for it. Don't be copying off of me. This is my idea. Stop it. No, you stop it. I can't take this anymore.
Heaven Powell and Sean Robinson play the leaders of two rival groups, each vying for the right to occupy a clubhouse.
I like the thrill of, like, being in front of people and, like, how it makes your, like, nerves feel.
I was super nervous when I first came to the stage.
And so what about now?
I feel cool. You know, now I'm in middle school now.
But the kids also learn not to get too comfortable in the theater space. Principal April Mendez says they're expected to use their best manners.
You're in your seat and your feet aren't on the back in front of you. And that we really just try to give all of our attention to the performers because they worked very hard.
Carondelet resident Doris Resch also learned to behave in this building. But that was decades ago, when eagle-eyed nuns were in charge at St. Boniface.
We were all, for 110 years, at that church. My family was married, baptized, and buried.
Resch and her siblings also went to school there. Just a block away, in the shadow of the steeple, 78-year-old Resch still lives in the same house where she grew up.
Oh yes, the bedrooms were upstairs. My parents had a bedroom down here. And my mom would stand here in the morning, because there were six of us, and yell our names.
Resch treasures the history in this house and the sounds of children inside the Ivory Theater.
I mean, whatever keeps it alive and moving, I think it's the best thing in the world.
We are the world.
Let me hear you.
We are the children.
Resch looks forward to seeing the school's fall play and the November 9th Veterans Day program. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.